So, I'm with Brian Locke, the CEO.
Why are you recording it?
Because we need evidence to justify when that lawsuit, what happens in the next 24 to 48 hours, will become evidence in a trial against us. So we need to have our evidence in advance so that we have something to defend ourselves with. And this is...
I don't see a problem.
Well, we'll...
I don't see the problem.
Well, I'm going to explain the problem, because they've explained it to me.
Where's the complaint?
Well, the complaint. So just...
Where's the complaint in writing?
Well, it's coming. It's coming. Subject to what happens with what we discuss right now and how we behave, and particularly how you behave, that will determine the way
switch
the complaint...
Switch that off at the moment?
Nope, not switching it off. No, I'm not.
Then you talk later.
Well, Brian, understand, Brian.
What?
There is an investigation ongoing in this firm about complicity of people in the firm. And you, if you behave the way you're thinking of doing right now, you are going to be one of the individuals that's going to be wrapped in that.
I don't understand.
Well, I'm going to explain it to you. The complaint is that what is the justification you have given the special committee for the valuation of this asset? What's the value? What's happened? How have you justified the valuation? We're selling the major asset of the company for $35 million.
Are we not?
Yes, we are. They have an option to exercise on it.
But that's not selling it.
That is selling it. It's selling 100% of it.
It
is selling. How is it not?
It's because it's not. Because we own it.
That's right.
Until they spend
Brian, I'm not a fucking idiot. As soon as they spend $35 million, they own 100% of it. Okay? This is going to be evidence in a DOJ and an FBI investigation.
Goodbye.
So can you support that valuation?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Goodbye.
That's it. So, 5 minutes into the meeting, Brian Locke will not hold a meeting with me to provide answers to the questions, how did they rationalize the valuation of the asset in determining the $35 million price tag that Augusta has the opportunity to buy from Scorpio. So there's no fairness opinion, there is no valuation, there's no internal valuation that he will provide. You just heard the message. It's 7:45 on Monday morning, September 28th, and he has just walked out of a meeting. I invited him to that meeting to understand what the terms of the deal were and background information on the valuations, the fact that there's no control premium, the fact that there were other alternatives. I had made those alternatives available. Those alternatives included a rights offering, and this will all be documented in written submissions by me. But the key here is that when confronted with answering those questions prior to the transaction, Brian Locke walked out of the meeting and will not discuss it.